I'm Brian Burkhardt with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 8, 2026. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says he supports the war in Iran, even with President Donald Trump's controversial statements about the conflict. McConnell was in northern Kentucky to talk about funding for the airport of the city of Covington. He told reporters Iran's current regime needs to be neutralized.
The critics have said, well, what happens next? I tell you, no matter how this ends, they've been significantly diminished. Their ability to hurt others, significantly diminished. So even if the next regime is pretty much like the last one, they got to start all over and rebuild all of the threat.
President Donald Trump posted on social media this week that, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, end quote, if Iran doesn't agree to a ceasefire deal to open the Strait of Hormuz. As of last night, both sides agreed to terms of a two-week ceasefire. The Juneteenth Jubilee Commission's essay contest is now open to all Jefferson County High School students. The essay prompts are, what does Juneteenth mean to you? And how can lessons from the past be a catalyst of change for the future? A 2022 study found less than a third of Americans have some knowledge of Juneteenth. Louisville's Office of Equity Executive Director Vanessa McPhail says the contest is an opportunity for students to expand their knowledge.
It's going to be a teachable moment, whether it's to their friends, to their peers, to a family member, or learning more, digging deeper than what they already knew, and being able to connect it and make it relevant to what kind of changes they may want to see in the future.
Essays must be 500 to 1,000 words and submitted online by May 1st. An emergency room physician who attended Eastern Kentucky University paid the campus a visit on Tuesday and brought a gift. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
Andrew Napier grew up in Pulaski County and joined the Army right out of high school. He deployed to Afghanistan, where he served as a combat medic and earned a Purple Heart. He later started a company that makes medical devices. He spoke to a group of students at EKU's campus who are training to be paramedics.
Seeing these young paramedics here at this training, you know, it's crazy to think that those children, those kids, I know they're adults now, they're 18, but they're going to be out, you know, and providing care. These are going to be the differences of folks that go home to see their families and don't.
Napier donated a supply of a tool he invented to EKU's emergency medical program. It's called an intublade, and it helps paramedics open up patients' airways to insert a breathing tube. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The United States is facing the largest outbreak of bird flu in its history. As birds migrate this spring, the virus can spread among major flyways through droppings, contaminated water, or direct contact, infecting backyard flocks, pet birds, and commercial poultry. Anyone who raises birds should understand the risk and how to protect their poultry. Dr. Chelsea Shively is a critical issue manager in USDA's Veterinary Services. She says this version of bird flu is difficult to contain.
It can spread by wild birds, often with no signs of illness, and it can infect our domestic poultry through both direct and indirect contact.
The outbreak started in 2022. Since then, over 197 million birds have been affected or died as a result of the disease across the country. Poultry is a big business in Kentucky. There are 850 large-scale poultry farms in 50 counties, employing around 7,000 people. Governor Andy Beshear has ordered that all flags at all state buildings be lowered to half-staff this Saturday in honor of a Kentucky airman killed while supporting the war in the Middle East. Technical Sergeant Ashley Pruitt died March 12th when the refueling plane she was in crashed in western Iraq. The 34-year-old Bardstown native was one of six service members killed in the accident. Funeral services will be held this Saturday at the New Salem Baptist Church Cemetery in Nelson County. Beshear's order invites individuals, businesses, and organizations to lower flags to half-staff from sunrise to sunset on Saturday. You can learn more about these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.